in every move we make. We're all included on the list.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Go nuclear, the cowboy told us. And who am I to disagree? Takes a switch. Faces of starvation, but I just cannot see the point. Cause there's so much food here today that no one wants to take away.
Welcome to episode number 145 of the Sane Asylum. I'm your host, Giuseppe Vaffangulo. Some call me the G-Man. And it is June 4th. Holy cow, June already, 2023. That's pretty nutty. I was out working in the garden mid-afternoon and I heard a sonic boom. Crazy, big old boom. And turns out that some Cessna had flown into illegal DC airspace, or I don't know if it's illegal, banned, I guess is the right word. And a couple of F-16s put pedal to the metal. Funny how they didn't do that September 11th, 2001, isn't it? And but that's pretty cool. I haven't heard a sonic boom in a long time. Used to hear them pretty regularly 20, 30 years ago before they got rid of the Concorde, but not anymore these days. All right. Well, it's there's so much tranny and sanny, pride month degenerate insanity, just more of the synagogue of Satan, malignant insanity. We've got the right guy as co-host tonight. Welcome Frederick C. Blackburn, who ran for 7 years the brilliant Wednesday night show, The Breakfast Club. Now he's doing an equally brilliant Saturday show for RBN, 7 p.m. Eastern. The Saturday Snack Shack. That was a great show with Casey Whalen yesterday. Frederick, welcome, and how's everything?
Greetings, good sir. Happy Sunday. And woo-hoo. Yes, amazing how those F-16s just couldn't get their act together on 9/11, but yeah. Today they certainly did. And that's interesting that you heard the sonic boom where you were. So last I heard, they still don't know why the plane, it was headed to New York and then backtracked to DC and then went down in Virginia. And yep. Do we even know who the plane belongs to at this point?
No, they're being a little tight-lipped on everything.
I noticed that. It's like, okay, a lot of sensation on this, but there's no information in any of these articles coming out of Mockingbird. So that's interesting.
That is really interesting. Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at the latest, and it's the latest of a few minutes ago was an unresponsive pilot, supposedly. So, yeah, but that's like such an obvious cover story if it was something more sinister. But I guess it all comes out in the wash, I would think. So
it's obviously white supremacists, neo-Nazis of some mystery meat flavor, I'm sure, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just like that.
The only thing they'll find in the debris is a Nazi flag, right?
Yeah, yeah, and an unburned passport from
an unburned passport.
German, yes. 1941. So yeah, it's unreal, man. The level of gaslighting these days is just insane. Yeah. And speaking of insane gaslighting, Frederick, I guess let's start. Oh God, I don't know where I want to start. I was gonna start with the Plandemic movie that premiered. I haven't seen it yet, but Michael Ivey who worked with for years on Jim Fetzer stuff, and he still helps Jim put all the shows up, said it was really disappointing they didn't name the real enemy, which is the Synagogue of Satan. They tried to blame the Shycom in Chinese and all that, so we're not, if that's the case, screw it. But
I was wondering if they would do that. You know, it's like, oh, it's all the, you know, Chinese. It was the Wuhan lab people. It was not the chicken swingers. It's never the chicken swingers. They're the eternal innocent victims.
Yeah, exactly. They're such victims. It's shocking. So, Sam, producer Sam, can we queue up? Let's start with clip number 16. So I found this quote, Frederick, the other day, and it's really good because a lot of people don't know what ESG and DEI means and what's really behind it. And this gentleman's a patriotic business owner, no-nonsense guy. He's pretty bright, and he lays it out. So let's listen, because this is the basis of why we're having to endure Tranny and Sanny, why we're having to endure the ridiculous Pride Month and all these corporations screwing their investors, screwing and shirking their fiduciary responsibility. I mean, Target lost $6 billion in a week. Listen to this, Frederick, and then we'll get your thoughts.
All right. There's three initiatives that are put down through the World Economic Forum. One is called CEI, one is called ESG, and one is called DEI. These initiatives are put down as social initiatives from the World Economic Forum, the most powerful people on the planet, through the banks to the big corporations. These corporations, unlike my business, actually depend on that financing 100%. So if they don't do the things that these three initiatives, the CEI, the ESG, and the DEI say, they actually lose their funding, so they can't operate their business. So you say, well, aren't these people smart enough to understand why they're destroying their business? They can't not do it. Because if they don't do it, they won't get their funding. So they can't operate. So they have no choice but to do it. And then they drive their business into the dirt. And here's why that's happening. Because the people who run these companies, the officers of the companies, are not the founders of the companies. These are people that are many generations removed and many degrees of caring about the actual brand removed. All right? So these people are college graduates who think they know a whole bunch of stuff because they have an advanced degree, and they are making decisions that are, you know, basically about the money and thinking that eventually people will adopt this and it will stop. But it's not going to stop, and it's not supposed to stop. This is what people are failing really. What's happening is we are dealing with a communist insurgency that is undermining the values and the identity of the American public. What they are doing is they are intentionally creating a scenario where the American people rejecting this initiative is actually hurting iconic American brands that remove much of the American identity. So when you name these companies off, all of these companies represent America when you think of them traditionally. So now they're removing part of the identity, which is part of the communist process called demoralization. If there's less identity in America, there's less to fight for, which makes it easier to conquer. All right. Then on top of it, one of the goals of communism is to create two classes of people, very poor and very rich. And so what they're doing here is they are getting the American public to cancel their own companies that actually hurts their own neighbors who are good, hardworking American people. Because the people at Bud Light at the top are not the ones feeling the pain here. It's the delivery drivers. It's the hardworking red, white, and blue Americans that believe the same motherfucking shit that you all believe, who are getting fired or laid off or losing because of this. So they have run an operation to push this initiative down through the companies intentionally, where the companies cannot resist it because they're required to do so for their funding, knowing that the American people are going to reject it and destroy these companies, creating the lower class system that they're trying to create in the first place.
There you go, Frederick. I think he nails it pretty accurately.
Definitely, you know, and this, you know, we've talked about this for years. You and I, we talked a lot about this on the Breakfast Club series,
right?
But, you know, it comes down to the power of the purse, you know, the other golden rule, who has the gold makes the rules, right?
Right. Yep.
And so when you break what he's saying down, you know, you have the World Economic Forum, which is just a, you know, AstroTurf thing. They just made it up, and
right,
suddenly this is an authoritative body that they've created. And you have CEI, Corporate Equality Index, that says, you know, we have to have, you know, all of these, you know, equal platform. You can't have any white majorities anymore. Then you have ESG, the environmental, social, and corporate governance, right? So, you know, this is that idea of, oh, we can't just have a business. We have to be tikkun-olaming the world as we do business. So this idea of morality capitalism, right? And then you have DEI, the diversity, equity, and inclusion, which should actually be DIE. It's die, whitey, die. Because this is basically saying, you know, no more white nations, no more white communities, no more white businesses. You can't have a white majority anymore. And then the one he leaves out that I would add is CSR, corporate social responsibility. So this is this big bogus thing of, oh, we have to do the right thing. And, you know, we saw this happen after 9/11 up here in New Boone, Echo, 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 North Kakalaki, where suddenly you had 200 chicken swingers move in, take over the university, take over all the media, take over the healthcare system, and suddenly you have this echo chamber saying that we are committed. You know, who is this we they're talking about? Because they're saying that I no longer have a right to be here, but, you know, they're saying, oh, we're committed. Appalachian State University's committed to these four, you know, values that are just made up. And then, you know, you have the newspaper out of state, Adams Publishing, echoing all of this. And then you look at where the money's coming from, and all of these are funded initiatives that says, you know, if you do this, we give you money. If you don't do these things, we're going to penalize you. And it all goes back to George Soros' Human Rights Campaign, the HRC, which is the largest LGBTQ pedophile political lobby group in the world. And they spend billions on that. And so you got all of these little fifth columnists in every business, every human resource department, every, you know, church saying we have to adopt these policies or, you know, we're going to make your life miserable. And so this is where we are. But, you know, it really goes back to that first line, you know, the first protocol of, you know, our power is in the strength of capital. This is our biggest strength. We have the power of the purse, and this is how we're going to destroy all these white Christian nations. So, yes, he was spot on. I love that clip. So,
yeah, that was really good. And then I found another one here, Producer Sam, if you could cue up clip number 10. There's a fella, I think he used to be on YouTube. I don't know if he is anymore, but I found him on BitChute. He calls himself Liberal Hive Mind, and he really just nails the idea that liberals aren't, you know, when you think of liberals, I'm touched every time you talk about when you were a young man, you cared, you wanted to fix the world. Me too. You know, if you have any kind of a conscience or a heart, you see the inequalities and you see what's going on. You think just, you know, oh, well, we can fix this. Well, actually, we clearly can't. In fact, the worse it gets, you know, then they paint the target on our back. And so we end up here doing these shows, risking our freedom to try and wake people up to what this Bolshevik 2.0 insanity is, where these violent trannies, these violent urban low impulse groids, everyone can literally break felonious law. These are felonies when you injure people, when you sucker punch them, when you, you know, but they get off not even a slap on the hand these days because of the Soros DAs. But and then every day now, a day doesn't go by where decent white people are called domestic terrorists. So Liberal Hive Mind really nails this. Listen to this better.
Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Oh, so I see how it is. It's okay for you to do it, but if we do it, it's real, real bad stuff. It's okay for leftoids to go on rampages, destroying buildings, attacking federal police officers, burning down police departments, smashing windows. It's totally justified. They're civil rights activists changing history. And all the thugs that get arrested are actually heroes, prisoners of a white fascist police state. and money should be raised to fund their bail. That's the frickin' narrative for the left. If right-wingers simply exist in a public space where things get a little bit rowdy during a protest, it's terrorism. It's an insurrection. The worst day in American history. It's worse than 9/11 and Pearl Harbor frickin' combined. Literally, leftoids have said that on MSNBC and other networks. Kamala Harris, for Pete's sakes, said that January 6th was worse than Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Absolutely insane. When they do something, it's justified. When you do something, you're a frickin' ISIS and Al-Qaeda combined. It's unreal. After literally starting this boycott trend, cancel culture, over the most frivolous, insane, nothing nonsense. Oh my god, somebody tweeted something I don't like. Cancel him quick. Oh my god, the CEO of Goya Foods endorsed a particular political candidate that I disagree with. Quick, destroy this minority-owned business. They started cancel culture. They started boycotts. When they do it, it's justified. It's a path forward. It's a act of progressive activism. But when the other political side simply engages in consumer boycotts and decisions because they're unhappy with corporations, not for launching Pride merch or Pride advertisements, but for launching a Pride merch and advertisements targeting children, when you do that, when you practice basic consumer agency, you're a, you guessed it, a terrorist, according to the clowns at MSNBC. Let me show you what these absolute psychopaths are saying. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. All right, folks, so I don't know if these corporations are sending their goons, or if it's just insane because they're in a current state of desperation, or if it's just woke leftist insanity on MSNBC, but either way, it's pretty much the same thing. Take a look at what this absolute mega brain genius said on the network yesterday.
When Target caves into this, then it says that the moment you threaten the employees of even a very large corporation, you get to control its policies. This is economic terrorism, literally terrorism, creating fear among the workers and forcing the corporations to sell the things you want, not sell the things you don't. So
when you engage in basic consumer decision making, if a leftist disagrees with it, you're engaging in, quote, literal terrorism, economic terrorism. Economic terrorism doesn't exist. It's yet again another gaslighting term from these absolute insane people. The leftist gaslighting campaign, of course, continues. Anytime conservative-minded people, and honestly not even necessarily conservative people, just people who aren't on the absolute far left, engage in any type of activism in literally anything, the gaslighting campaign starts. The MSNBC gaslighting campaign. These people are extreme. These people are a threat to democracy. They're terrorists. Quickly, take away their Twitter accounts. They're a threat to democracy. If you lived in Canada, the response would probably be, quick, freeze their bank accounts. Confiscate all their assets. Completely friggin' insane. And it's funny, ironic, and also hypocritical how quickly these people are able to identify something as terrorism, even when it doesn't exist, but when actual terrorism happens on their own side, they're all totally silent. I mean, what a bunch
of frauds. I guess that's
enough,
Sam. We get the message now. Frederick, you know what? Listen to this guy, liberal high mind, sharp dude. And the meme that popped into my mind is that classic one where the Spider-Man are all pointing to each other. And yeah. No, I mean, that's what I feel like we're dealing with in clown world. Your thoughts on that clip?
Oh, exactly. And again, I go back to the protocols where, yeah, everything he's saying is in those first dozen protocols of how they're going to do this. And they talk about how the idea of I'm going to read, this is still protocol one. Political freedom is an idea, but not a fact. This idea one must know how to apply whenever it appears necessary with this bait of an idea to attract the masses of people to one's party for the purpose of crushing another who is in authority. This task is rendered easier if the opponent himself has been infected with the idea of freedom, so-called liberalism, for the sake of an idea, and is willing to yield some of his power. It is precisely here that the triumph of our theory appears. the slackened reins of government are immediately, by the new law of life, caught up and gathered together by a new hand, because the blind might of the nation cannot for a single day exist without guidance, and the new authority merely fits into the place of the old, already weakened by liberalism. And so this, you just see the old, you know, guard sitting there trying to appease these people. And you look at, you know, the history of Russia, what the czars did to try to appeal to these crazy anarchist Jews that were, you know, doing revolutions and assassinating right. everybody under the, because they're, you know, they're being persecuted, right? Right. And so this idea, you know, what can we do? What can we do? What can we bring, you know, bring in? We'll have a parliament. We'll do this, this. And it's like, no, we want you dead. We're going to destroy all of this and replace it with our system. And, you know, this is the thing that we see now in every Western nation and all these multinational corporations is, you know, they're trying to appeal to these people that are complaining, right? That is the thing about kvetching. You know, the first rule is you go in and you create a problem where none existed before, but suddenly it's a problem and it has to be addressed. And so people, you know, good-hearted, you know, good men and women of goodwill, you know, they are always trying to make everybody happy and be fair. And yet that has been weaponized against us, because it's that, you know, once they get in the foot in the door, it's like it's they're never going to be satisfied. We want more and more and more and more. It's never enough. And next thing you know, you're like Bud Light, your Target, you know, your Ford Motors. You know, Henry Ford is spinning in his grave of what they've done to Ford Motors, right? Yes. And it's just, you know, there's no appeasing these people. You know, they cannot be satisfied, and that is their political tactic. They are going to bleed you to death, you know, death by a thousand cuts. This is their strategy.
Oh, well stated, well stated. And, you know, it's funny. I think we've covered this many times the last year or so about how Biden, who was installed as pedo-in-chief, I don't even have to say alleged, as I keep pointing out, his own daughter in her diaries that were made public says, yeah, I had to start taking showers at 4 a.m. when I was sure my parents were asleep. Otherwise, my father would come and molest me in the shower. I mean, this guy was installed as pedo-in-chief, and everyone knows he didn't get 81 million votes. The guy never won a primary in 40 years of trying. He so coveted in his narcissistic delusions that he should be president. And now he's been stalled. And the price to pay, well, 8 out of 10 key positions in his administration are chicken swingers. I mean, outrageous overreach for a minority that is 2% of our population, maybe a little more. Some people believe that, but we'll just go with 2%. And so, so the original Jew shrew, the incompetent mass murdering Rochelle Walensky, like the other murderous boobs who are slithering away after the scamdemic is now fallen apart. And just a side note, this just popped in, but I read this just before the show that it's come out now that the entire world has natural immunity to COVID-19. Did you see that story?
I know.
Been saying that forever, man. It's the cold.
And masks don't work. You know, putting a mask on for something the size of a virus is like trying to keep a mosquito out with a chain link fence. You know, this exactly. is the exactly. physics of it. And, you know, we tried for years to tell people, you know, this is just a psyop on you to get you to acquiesce, to comply to authority. You know, this has nothing to do with your health or anybody else's health. This is all, you know, a psychological operation. And then, you know, the whole COVID 9/11 thing, you know, it's like we try to tell people and it's like, well, you're not a doctor, Frederick. You know, you're not a doctor, Giuseppe. It's like, no, but you know, I, you know, sort of took basic science back in the day.
No doubt.
And, you know, so now all of this is falling apart, but this, like, all these people are Teflon. It's like, oh, well, we totally lied to you. We totally destroyed your business. We ruined your life. You know, how many, you know, children are way behind in education now? How many people got divorced during the lockdowns? How many people lost their business? You know, I knew what a financial strain it put the Trading Post under. And they're just acting like, oh, well, we were acting out of the, you know, the greater good. They always like to say, and we were erring on the side of caution, you know. So you've got all these insufferable, educated women that just out there, you know, being bullies, you know. We used to call them emasculating B word, you know, to push this agenda on and just going out. You know, I tried to, you know, talk to the community during the open forums when this was first getting started, and the way you would get shut down by these experts in the medical field, you know, it was just like a repeat of me asking questions at the Holocaust Center about, you know, the run-up to, you know, World War II, you know, who threw the first punch. It's like these people are just authoritarians. They are drunk with power, but they're not qualified to be in the positions. That's the thing you talk about, the little sock puppets like Biden and all these other people that have been put in place to push the official policy. And the only thing they can do is, if you're not agreeing with them, is take you out, shut you down, because they're not there to try to find the truth. They're not there to work out a compromise. They're there to enforce policy. And if you go against policy, suddenly they think they're a kindergarten teacher and you're a naughty schoolboy, and they have full authority to destroy your life. Right. And so this is what we've been dealing with for the past 3.5 years.
Oh, well stated. Well, you know, well, we just lost Jew Shrew 1, but what are the odds of getting Jew Shrew 2, which is coming from North Kakalaki? Her name, she goes by Mindy Cohen, but I think we should change it to Mitzi, because we can call her Dipshitsy Mitzi Cohen, who is clearly an Irish lass, not she's another chicken swinger. And Sam, if you could, I have two short clips, Frederick, from your former health director in North Kakalaki, Dipshitsy Mitzi Cohen. And Sam, please play clip 12, and then right, they're both short, and then go right to clip 13 afterwards.
So I would call, probably the person I called most was the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts. She worked for a Republican governor, just to, but, you know, when she was like, are you going to let them have professional football? And I was really like, nope. And she's like, okay, neither are we.
What an asshole.
You know, it was like conversations like that. So, or I'd be like, so when are you going to think about lightening up a mess? They're like, next Monday. I'm like, okay, next Monday. So I would call, probably the person I called most was the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts.
Oh, that's it for the first one. Now go to 13, Sam, please.
And what we heard from the CDC last week was even better news than we had heard before, right? We had heard that vaccines protect you from getting COVID. I think the new piece of information for us was now we really have more definitive data to show that it also prevents you from giving COVID to others. And that's really when the masks come in, right? Is a mask were about protecting you from giving COVID to others, even if you don't know you have it. And the fact that the CDC was so confident to say, now we know that these vaccines not only protect you as an individual, it protects you from giving it to others. I think that's why we were able to move forward more quickly. And what we heard from the CDC last
after this bottom of the break, we're going to get Frederick's thoughts. My one thought is, how is anybody still alive in North Kakalaki with Dipshitsy Mitzi at the head? So stay tuned after these messages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hey there, people, I'm Bobby Brown. They say I'm the cutest boy in town. My car is fast, my teeth are shiny. I tell all the girls they can kiss my hiney. Here I am at a famous school. I'm dressing sharp and I'm acting cool. I got a cheerleader here, wants to help with my paper. Let her do all the work and maybe later I'll rave her. Oh God, I am the American dream. I do not think I'm too extreme, and I'm a handsome son of a bitch. I'm gonna get a good job and be real rich. Liberation came creeping all across the nation. I tell you people, I was not ready when I fucked this dyke by the name of Freddie. Yeah. She made a little speech then, all she tried to make me say when. She had my balls in a vice, but she left the dick. I guess it's still hooked on, but now it shoots too quick. Oh God, I am the American dream, but now I smell like Vaseline, and I'm a miserable son of a bitch. Am I a boy or a lady? I don't know which.
I wonder, 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 wonder.
So I went out and bought me a leisure suit. I jingled my change, but I'm still kinda cute. Got a job doing radio promo.
All right, I guess the faulty cable went faulty. But that is the theme song for Pride Month, the brilliant Frank Zappa and Bobby Brown Goes Down, which tells the tale of being groomed and sodomized, and then you turn into a sodomizing groomer yourself. So the final verse is, you can take about an hour on the Tower of Power as long as he gets a little golden shower. And that is why love is love, and we should just embrace the homosexuals and not... Frederick, it's just unbelievable to me what we're seeing with, but we'll get onto that in a minute. First, if you can afford to, please donate and support Republic Broadcasting. I mean, they're using chicken wire and duct tape to get these shows out, and you know, they need some money. So if you're wealthy, or you made up a lot of money in crypto, or you got a good job, you know, support this network, because if you don't, it may not be here tomorrow, and that would make everybody's truth pursuits a lot harder to do. So Frederick, before we go on to Pride Month, I got a lot of good clips for that. What's your take on dipshitsy Mitzi Cohen, our new CDC director, coming straight out of health director of North Kakalaki?
Well, that's the thing, is she's yet another one of these commie carpetbagger chicken swingers,
right,
that moved into North Kakalaki and got appointed to all of these positions. Yeah, she went to Cornell University. She got her medical degree from Yale School of Medicine, a master in public health from Harvard. She's trained in internal medicine at Massachusetts General Hospital, so she's an internal medicine person. Right. She's married to Sam Cohen, a healthcare regulatory attorney and senior vice president for health policy at Curie, right? So, you know, the first thing she did when she moved into North Carolina before they even bought a house was they went to find the right synagogue. So, yeah, that was the thing, is to figure out which synagogue and, you know, which Jewish school to send their daughters to. Then, you know, that's the neighborhood they moved into. And she got appointed by good old Kane Cooper, who, like his attorney general, Josh Stein, another chicken swinger carpetbagger, you know, they won that election completely by bogus means and George Soros money. And before she came to North Carolina, she was working for the Obama administration. You know, so she is completely hooked up to the deep state, right? And, of course, you know, this whole thing of just keep giving her awards. So she gets all these awards for her outstanding leadership, right? And nobody will call her out that she was absolutely wrong on everything. And she's got lots of blood on her hands from all these mandatory mandates, all these government employees, all these students, teachers, etc. You know, anybody working with the government had to take the clot shot Jew jab or they'd lose their job. She was the one spearheading that in North Carolina. And now, because she did such a great job and nobody's holding her accountable at all, let's make her in charge of the entire CDC, right? So that sounds about right. Just give her another award. I'm waiting for, you know, Jonathan Nosferatu Greenblatt to give her an ADL award for outstanding Jewish leadership of killing lots of goyim, right? It's just insane how clown world this is, but yeah, it's like this little cabal of all of these deep state people. They're slime mold, and they just keep getting into these positions of power and knocking everybody else out. And yeah, I cannot stand that Valley Girl.
Oh, I know.
The girl talking, you know, it's all cool. And I like to grind my voice and fry my voice because it makes me sound cute and capricious. Right. You know, and it's like, who is this shit? You know, outstanding leader or Valley Girl? You know, which is it, right?
Yeah, can't be both. Not in this case, that's for sure. Yeah. So, Frederick, it's starting to hit home for me. And 2 weeks ago, a first cousin of mine, really sweet guy, a couple years older than me, really good electrician, family man, good Catholic, just a pillar of the, you know, pillar of the community kind of guy, died of brain cancer, healthy, right? Boom. Took the shots to be able to do his job. Boom. They murdered him. And 3 or 4 days ago, I heard my youngest brother, I'm the oldest of five, his lifelong, well, actually since college, which is, you know, 30 some years, best friend, was found dead in his apartment. You know, a public school teacher later got attacked by a Milwaukee Groid, so he switched to being a librarian to try and be a little safer, and found him dead on his apartment floor. Really, again, another sweet guy, very decent man, and again took the bubonic Jew jab to keep his job. And there, you know, this is starting to hit home big time for me. How about you?
Oh yeah, I mean, it's really bad when, you know, you've count up how many people in your circle have died suddenly from, you know, the clot shot Jew jab, and nobody's being held accountable for this.
Exactly.
And instead, they're all giving each other awards and getting promotions, and, you know, Mockingbird Media, you know, they refuse to push the issue, right? You know, we can't admit we were wrong for 3.5 years. You know, we can't hold these people, you know, accountable for the genocide they try to do on the entire world. You know, so let's give them awards instead, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, you know what, instead of going into Pride, there was a, you know, Jimmy Dore is an interesting guy. He used to be a liberal comic, used to be on with Cenk Uygur and all his far-left cuckoos at the Young Turks. But he woke up, he does his own podcast, and Sam, if you could cue up clip number two, and this is pretty clever, talking about the effect of Big Pharma's lies, their gaslighting.
People tried to get informed about that. Other people shame them. They would say, please tell me you're not going to do your own research. You've heard people say that. Please don't do your own research. You know, before COVID, doing your own research used to be called reading. Now you're shaming me for reading? At the behest of Big Pharma? It's like I woke up in the middle of a Bill Hicks bit. Well, looks like we got ourselves a reader. Tell me, boy, what you reading for? Don't you know everything that needs to be read has already been read by a smart person? That's how much people internalized the propaganda from Big Pharma, was that they would be anti-intellectual enough to shame people for reading while they're wagging their finger at them for doing it. You would never shame people for trying to get informed, no matter what other subject it was, no matter how unimportant. Like if I say, hey, I'm gonna go buy a car. Don't look into it. Well, how will I know which car to get? Ask the salesman. He's the expert. What are you, Henry Ford?
Okay, Sam, that's good. So, Frederick, I mean, talk about using humor to make a vital point, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. And this is the thing. It's, you know, this was all propaganda. This was Mockingbird Media in lockstep selling this. And this is what Mandy Cohen said last week at a commencement speech, right? She was actually brought in to give a commencement speech at one of the local universities here. And she says, in the very early days of the pandemic response, well before North Carolina even saw its first case of COVID, we called out, quote, building trust with the public, end quote, as the thing that would determine success or failure in COVID response. We called it out. We named it. We actively managed it every day. And that is absolutely true. In North Kakalaki, you could not go anywhere without seeing propaganda pushing the social distancing, wear your mask, wash your hands, you know, all of that crap. Here in Watauga County, they even had signs as you come into the county, you know, the signs on the side of the road from the DOT, you know, giving you, you know, warnings and stuff about traffic conditions, going through COVID response, you know, wear your mask. You can't do anything in Watauga County unless you wear a mask. Get your jab, right? And that was every media company in the state, in lockstep, working with this corrupt Roy Cooper, Josh Stein government, all Jewish controlled, working with this, you know, nebulous, you know, World Health Organization, CDC, to carry out a genocide agenda under the guise of health care. It was complete propaganda. She is a war criminal and should be treated as such.
Oh, well stated. That's exactly right. So now we get to move on to the utterly disgusting, as in the first half hour, that brilliant patriotic business owner, conservative, laid out this ESG, DEI, CEIC, the other one you said, I don't have it memorized, but they're just trying to brainwash individuals. And nothing is more disgusting, Sam, if you could queue up clip number five, that there is, and if you get a chance to look this clip up on Twitter, there's the visual of showing it page by page. It's a children's book called and the graphic starts with a little kid on a swing, and then the next page goes to a white couple on swings, and they're looking to find some special friends, and it's a black couple, and everybody, and they're on swings, and it's essentially advocating to little 4 and 5 and 6 year old innocent kids that degenerate wife swapping, sex party swinging is okay. So listen to this.
Mom and Dad's swinger party. My parents are swingers, just like me. And tonight they're planning a swinger party. Mum went online to find some new friends. They do it like this every weekend. It starts with a contract and a bowl full of keys. Everyone looking for unicorns? Yes, please. They watch a few movies, give balloons to the boys. Everyone sleeps over and makes lots of noise. That is why every night I pray to have a swinger party for my birthday. The end.
That's just unbelievable, Frederick. That's a kid's book. I mean, that's literally for 3, 4, or 5 year olds learning to read, right? I mean,
exactly. And you know, when you see the visuals, the artwork that goes along with the story, you know, you just see how degenerate that story really is, and all the, you know, innuendos in it.
Yep.
You know, the keys parties, you know, the swinger parties that became part of that, you know, Hollywood swinging scene in the 50s and 60s.
Right.
Now they're trying to normalize it. And, you know, we're just really trying their best to normalize pedophilia. And that's the thing is, you know, the kids taking part in the swinging parties, right?
Yep.
And but it's just like, you know, in Brave New World, 1930s Brave New World, everyone belongs to everyone else. You know, one of the big top 10 things that this, you know, deep state of, you know, the Shadow Cabal is trying to destroy is the family unit.
Yep.
And, you know, that's the whole thing in this idea of breaking down social morality, the idea of marriage, the idea of, you know, the nuclear family. That all gets destroyed by this swinger culture.
Oh, well stated. And I guess we'll move right on to this is just sick, sick. This whole idea that these mentally ill, mentally defective individuals are certain as little kids that they're in the wrong body, right? The man thinks it's a woman. The woman thinks it's a man. As kids, it's nonsense, right? I mean, what it is if you look at the perfect triangle of Oriental medicine, body, mind, and spirit, the synagogue of Satan for generations now through glyphosate, through bisphenol A, is poisoning the body, through bubonic Jew jabs, is poisoning the mind with heavy metals, through the malignancy of the degenerate Talmudic culture, it's poisoning the spirit, right? So now what you have is they're victims, but I have no pity for them because they've made bad choices. There's always, you know, a way back to some form of spirituality, some form of God. And the Jew worships some type of devil, Satan, the adversary. That's the Talmud. And it's laughable. Oh, the Jews don't practice the Talmud anymore. They're the Torah, man. They're reformed. No, they're not. As you've documented so many times in your Breakfast Club, every day, thousands upon thousands of rabbis read a page, the same page from the Talmud, and it's every day. What's her name? That vile mass murderer, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, looked to the Talmud for inspiration. The Jew is Talmudic, and don't let them tell you they're not. But listen to this first clip, number 7, Frederick. There's this psycho. He calls himself the cow. And it's a dude who is on tons of hormones, tons of drugs, and something comes out of his breast. It's not mother's milk, and yet he's doing all these pictures, and he's feeding this innocent, destroying this innocent little baby. Listen to this clip. This is unbelievable to me.
Beautiful. Another beautiful topic here.
Let's talk about tranny milk.
Yes.
How about it? Naomi's a man who pumped himself so full of hormones, his body secretes some sort of whitish liquid, some mixture of pus and hormones that's dangerous to feed his child, and has an OnlyFans account where he calls himself a cow, dresses up in a slutty cow outfit, and milks himself, clearly outing himself as another porn-addled trans fetish for whom the trans identity is merely a cover for his sexual deviancy, I would say, and mental illness.
Yep.
And there's a sizable segment of the population would tell you that if you don't let this man include babies as active participants in his sexual fetish, you're a bigot. Play the video of Naomi talking about this white fluid and this importance of, you know, breastfeeding from the male nipple.
Wonderful.
Looks totally normal and healthy, this individual, like no mental problems.
You would follow the Newman-Goldfarb protocol.
I'm sorry, the what now?
Newman-Goldfarb protocol?
And Goldfarb, oh God.
If they were not...
You're not a woman. You're not a woman, though. You don't...
In the process, and part of that process is that I am working to induce lactation to be able to breastfeed our youngest child. Yeah, actually,
Oh my God.
Okay, Sam, that's enough, and I apologize because producer Sam was actually drinking a glass of milk when we played that. Bad timing, brother. Sometimes the universe can be cruel. Frederick, can you believe that? That's unreal. That's sick.
I can commiserate with Sam, the producer, because when I watched that clip, I almost threw up a little bit when he started describing it. It was that low level of a reaction. It's like, this is making me physically sick, you know. And
exactly.
This idea that, you know, the comment of to feed our youngest child is like, how does that have children? You know,
I know.
That's the thing. It's, you know, how did that happen? Oh, because of, you know, diversity, inclusivity, and equity. You know, we can't, you know, judge people, you know, when we're letting them adopt children. That would be wrong. You know? And it's many of these people are later found to be exploiting the children, you know, doing porn, you know, more OnlyFans porn channels with these children, you know, and... it was interesting last summer at, you know, the Schaefer Dykes, you know, we talk about moved in up here and donated all this money to the hospital, right, for the new wing and the new cancer center, right? And, of course, part of this deal was – you can't hire anybody local anymore to work at the hospital. So everybody had to be brought in from somewhere else. So I got to spend all last summer taking someone to radiation death ray treatments with this, you know, carpetbagger, Dr. Dyke, as I affectionately referred to her, Dr. Dyke and her death ray. And she and her wife, and this is the thing, because, you know, she just, as soon as she saw me, you know, I was the enemy. You know, you're that misogynistic white guy. You're the enemy that we're trying to replace up here. And she would just go out of her way to talk about her and her wife and how they were raising their two sons right. And you just wonder, yeah, your kids are probably going to end up like this guy trying to learn how to lactate, you know, to convince his body to lactate in some toxic fluid. You know, that's how messed up your sons are probably going to be with 100%. That attitude that you have, that everything you are is wrong, so we're raising you right. So you got these two rabid, educated lesbians, you know, with children. Right. And, you know, they're, you know, pillars of the community because they're wearing white coats of Baphomet, you know, and working for the Saliby Center.
Unbelievable.
It's like, okay, let's weaponize everything a little bit more against the heritage culture here. But that has to be one of the grossest things of, you know, that transhumanism agenda that, you know, they convince these people they can be anything they want. You're a precious snowflake. What do you want to be? Oh, we can do that with our magic pills and potions and surgical procedures. And what I feel sorry for is the people who buy into this stuff.
Yes.
And then realize the hell they're going to spend the rest of their life in. You know, that these, you know, procedures, you know, you don't change sexes. You know, you're going to have a maintenance problem for the rest of your life. You know?
Yes, exactly. And Sam, I think we have time for clip number 11 because the big hoo-ha this week was this Brit tranny woman to man. I mean, it's just a woman who's mutilated herself, actually got pregnant, and that thing is on the cover of some famous magazine with her big pregnant belly. I feel so bad for that little kid, Sam, and this is it talking, clip number 11, Sam.
You're now pregnant.
Yeah.
Which is new for you, right?
Very,
did you ever think
would
be pregnant?
No. I never wanted kids, ever.
No?
Like, you know, when you get in a relationship with someone and you talk about, well, I don't know if you used to, but when you talk about them things like, oh, do you ever want to get married? I want kids. Like, I was always like, no.
No.
Absolutely not. And then when it happened, it was just like, you know, it really tested me.
Can I ask, did it test you kind of mentally going through, you know, your journey as a trans man to be where you are and then go, oh, I'm pregnant? Because kind of, in a lot of people's minds, and I hope you don't mind me saying it, is almost the opposite of who you are.
It almost feels like it's, for me, like the most feminine thing that I could possibly do, to be honest. So, like, when I found out, it kind of, like, in that split moment, it kind of felt like all my manlyhood that I've been, like, working towards for ages.
You don't have manhood. You can stop,
really,
Sam.
Really weird.
Frederick, what's so insane is that just sounds like a woman who smokes a lot of cigarettes, right? That it's still a woman. It doesn't sound like a man. Your manlyhood. You're not a man, you freak. And this poor innocent child who you're probably going to give birth to. What is that thing going to turn out to be? Oh my god.
Yeah. Clown world, I tells you.
On steroids and hormones.
And hormones.
All right, stay tuned. 1 hour away from the King of Sunday Night. He's back tonight, Robert Raybould, and we'll open up the phone lines after these messages. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Anymore, Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.